B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yevamos Daf Chof. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 15 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Klal Omru B'Yevama. There's a rule in Yibum that Kol Shehi Isur Erva, that if there is an Isur Erva, which means that if somebody, if Shimon died and he had a couple of wives, and one of his wives was an Erva to Reuven, the surviving brother, then even though there's a mitzvah for Reuven to do Yibum to marry one of Shimon's widows, but he cannot marry the Erva. He cannot do Yibum to the Erva, as we've learned extensively in the Masechta till now. But not only that, not only the Erva itself, but any other rival wife of that Erva, any other wife of Shimon, anyone who Shimon was married to when he passed away, then also that's called a tzara, also does not do Yibum or Chalitza. Kol shehi iser erva loy chiletzes v'loy misyabemes. The erva herself or the tzoras erva do not do Yibum or Chalitza. That's as far as the erva, which is we've learned in the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta, the 15 serious aroyos by Yibum. However, there are some more lenient type of ervas, similar to ervas, but not really the chorus ervas, and they are these two brackets. There's the bracket of Isurim Durabonon and the bracket of Isurim Doiraisa, but not Krisus. For example, those who are Osa because it's an Isra Aseh, or because it's a Lois Aseh, but not Chorus. So the Mishnah says, Isur Mitzvah. We'll soon see exactly what that means. But the Isur Mitzvah, which the Mishnah is going to explain, means the Aroyis Midrabonon, or the Isur Kedusha, which is the Aroyis, which are Chayve Lavin, not Chayve Krisois. In those cases, Choyletzes V'loy Misya Bemes. They cannot do Yibum, but however, the severity of the issue is not enough to exempt them altogether from the whole subject of Yibum, and therefore they have to do Chalitza. Continues the Mishnah, Achoisa Shehi Yavimta. If you have two sisters, and two sisters who married two brothers, and then the two brothers that were married to the two sisters passed away without children. Now to the other surviving brothers, you've now got two sisters who are Neifel Yibum, who they have a mitzvah to do Yibum with. Now if one of these two sisters are an erva to one of the surviving brothers, then that sister is not in the whole context of Yibum, she's not what we call Neifel Yibum. For example, if you had Reuven and Shimon, who were married to two sisters, and Reuven and Shimon died without children, then you've got Levi and Yehuda doing Yibum, or should do Yibum, to Reuven's widow and Shimon's widow. Now, if Reuven's widow was an erva to Levi, then Reuven's widow is not Neifel LeYibum to Levi, and therefore Levi can do Yibum to Shimon's widow. That's called Achoisa Shehi Yavimta. If the sister of the erva is a Yavam. Now, obviously, two sisters cannot be tzoris to each other because a single man, one man cannot marry two sisters, but here you've got two brothers who married two sisters and they were both Neifel Yibum. It's called Achois Zukukosoi, that there's an Issa to do Yibum to the sister of somebody, of a woman who is also Neifel Yibum. It's some similarity to Achois Ishtoi because of the connection that Zika makes. And therefore, however, if one of the two sisters are an Erva, then the other one, the Achois of the Erva, can do Yibum because it's not Achois Zukukosei, because Reuven's Almona is not Zokuk Yibum to Levi, and therefore Levi can do Yibum to the Almona of Shimon. And therefore, Chaylet says, Oymes Yabemes, Levi can do Yibum or Chalitza to Shimon's wife. Continues the Mishnah to explain what we said before. Isser Mitzvah. What is the concept of an Isser Mitzvah that we said in the Mishnah, Chaylet says, Veloymes Yabemes? This is Shniyos Medivrei Sofrim. It's a type of Aroyos which min ha-Torah they are not Osir, but the Chachomim said it's like a second stage Erva, which the Chachomim said is Osir, just in order to prevent Chas v'Shalom, somebody transgressing a first degree Erva, which is min ha-Torah. The Chachomim made a second degree of Erva. Those are called Shniyos Medivrei Sofrim. It's only Osir Midrabanon, Isur Kedusha. The other bracket called Isur Kedusha that the Mishnah said, Choyletzes v'loy misyabemes, is actually talking about any Chayvei Lavin. If there's a Lav that would restrict Reuven from doing Yibum to Shimon's wife, because Shimon's wife was one of the Chayve Lavin, we'll soon see who they are, then this Chayve Lavin cannot do Yibum to Reuven. However, they have to do Chalitza because the issue of being an Isser of Lavin is not strong enough to exempt this person, this woman altogether from Yibum, and therefore at least they have to do Chalitza. What are some examples of Chayve Lavin? Almona le Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. So if the brother of a Kohen Gadol died without children, then his wife is now a widow. The surviving brother, the Kohen Gadol, if he would do Yibum and marry his deceased brother's wife, it would be a Kohen Gadol marrying a widow, and that's a Chayve Lavin. Or a Grusha of a Chalutza, a Kohen Hedyot. In the case of this woman who has either been divorced before or Chalitza has been done to her before, to a Kohen Hedyot. Now, a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to marry a Grusha of a Chalutza, but if he transgressed that and did marry a Grusha of a Chalutza, then we know that Chayve Lavin, the Kedushin is Chal. It's called married, and now this brother, this Kohen Hedyot who married a Grusha v'chalutza now died without children, and now this widow who happens to have in her records her being either a Grusha or Chalutza from a previous marriage, then the surviving brother, who is a Kohen obviously, if he were to do Yibum with this woman, then it would be Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, and that is also a lav. Or Mamzeres unasino l'Yisrael, any Yisrael is a lav, an Issa lo yisaseh, to marry a Mamzeres or a Nasino. So if a brother was married to a Mamzeres or Nasino, and then that brother passed away without children, then even though there's a mitzvah of Yibum, but since it's Mamzeres unasino l'Yisrael, it's included in Isser Kedusha, which means that Yibum is not allowed to be done, however Chalitza has to be done. Or Bas Yisroel, Nosin or Mamzer, if the surviving brother is either a Nosin or a Mamzer, and the woman who was married to the brother is a regular kosher Bas Yisroel, there's an Isselav for her to do Yibum to this Nosin or Mamzer, and therefore they have to do Chalitza and not Yibum. Says the Gemara, Klal, the first word in the Mishnah was Klal. There's a rule by Yibum that Kol Shi'isa Erva Lo Chiletzes V'Lo Misyabemes. The question is, why are you making a whole rule out of this? Like, what's the issue? What are you coming to include? We've already learned about this extensively. You're obviously coming to include something to impress on us a halacha that we may not necessarily have thought of otherwise. La'asuyeimai, what are you coming to include? Answers the Gemara, Omara from Bar Potpa, La'asuye Tzoras Eilonis, Ukder Vasi. We've already learned about this on Daf Yud Beis, that according to Rav Asi, what is an Eilonis? An Eilonis is a woman who cannot have children. So if somebody was married to an Eilonis, and then this somebody died without children, then there would be no reason, at first glance, there would be no reason for a surviving brother to do Yibum. However, since it says in the Pasuk, Asher Teled, that the concept of Yibum applies to a woman who can have children, and this woman cannot have children, then the Torah excluded her from Yibum. And if the Torah excluded her from Yibum, then doing Yibum would be the serious issa of Eishes Ach, of marrying the wife of a brother. Normally, every Yibum is Eishes Ach, but that's when the Torah allows it. Here, the Torah doesn't give permission to the Yibum, so the issa of Eishes Ach comes back. Says Rav Asi that not only the Eilonis that you cannot do Yibum with, but even the Tzoras Eilonis, because this Eilonis is considered an erva of issa Eishes Ach, because she cannot do Yibum because she cannot have children. So according to Rav Asi, one of the examples of that an Issa Erva, that the Tzora is Loicheletzes Vloimis Yabemes, is this Tzoras Eilonis, and that is what the Mishnah is coming to impress on us, that the Mishnah is following Rav Asi. The Ikad Amra, others say no. That what the Mishnah is coming to impress on us with this rule is actually to exclude something, not to include something. That only kol she'isura issa erva, only when there's an issue of erva, huda asira tzarasa, then we say that the tzara is asar to do yibum with that surviving brother. Ha lo yisura issa erva. However, if the issue is not arayis, then tzarasa lo asira. If there's a different issue, We'll soon see what it is. If there's a different issue which is stopping Reuven doing Yibum with Shimon's wife, and it's not an Erva issue, if it's not an Erva issue, then Reuven must do Yibum with the Tzora, with the other wife of Shimon. Lim'utemai, what's this? What would this be coming to exclude? Omara from Limute Tzoras Eilenes. If you've got a case where the only reason that Reuven cannot marry this wife of Shimon is because this wife of Shimon cannot have children, and it says Me'asher Teleid, that's only as far as the Eilenes is concerned. But this is only because there's an issue with her and her ability to have children. It's not because of Erva. Since it's not because of Erva, then Reuven is allowed to do Yibum with another wife of Shimon, not the Eilenes. So Tzoras Eilenes is Mutter, Udeloike Rav Asi, and not like Rav Asi. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to impress on us. Continues the Gemara. Achoyso Sheyavimta, we saw in the Mishnah that if Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon are two brothers married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon both die without children, and now Levi and Yehuda have a mitzvah to do Yibum with would have a mitzvah to do Yibum with Reuven and Shimon's wives. However, since both wives are nofal leYibum, or in the event that both wives are nofal leYibum to Levi and Yehuda, then both of those Yevamos are called Achos Zekukosoi. They're not Tzorois because they were not married to the same husband, but it's a sister of somebody Zekuk leYibum. And to do Yibum with somebody who's Achos Zekukosoi is Osar. However, if one of the two sisters is not Zokuk Liyibum to Levi, if Reuven's wife has an issue and therefore is not in the bracket of Yibum to Levi, then Levi can do Yibum to Shimon's wife, because Shimon's wife is not Achos Zekukosoi, because the other wife, Reuven's wife, is not Zokuk Liyibum. So the question is, what is the issue between Reuven's wife and Levi that would say that Reuven's wife is not Nofal Yibum to Levi, and therefore Shimon's wife is not Achos Zekukosoi, and therefore Levi can do Yibum to Shimon's wife? What case would that be? Achos Deman. Because the Mishnah mentioned a few cases. The Mishnah spoke about the Issa Erva, which is a type of issue which is Aroyos, Krisis, which is very serious. So are we talking about that Reuven's wife was an Erva to Levi, and therefore she's not Nofal Yibum, and therefore Levi can do Yibum to Shimon's wife? Or no, maybe it's talking about that Reuven's wife was an Issa of Shniyos, for example, an Issa Drabonon to Levi, and then we say that since she cannot do Yibum to Levi, Levi can do Yibum to Shimon's wife. Now Gemara is going to discuss that. Achoyso Deman, the Shimon's wife, who is the sister of Reuven's wife, who's an issue, and Shimon's wife therefore can do Yibum to Levi, what's the status of her sister, namely Reuven's wife, relative to Levi? Ilema de Isser Mitzvah, are you going to say it's talking about that Reuven's wife to Levi was an Issa Mitzvah, which is an Issa de Rabbonon, Shniyos Midivrei Seifrim, as we saw, that Issa Mitzvah is Shniyos Midivrei Seifrim, is only Midivrei Rabbonon? Then we don't understand that. Kiven de Midai Reiser Ram Yekamei, if Reuven's wife is only an Issa de Rabbonon to Levi, that means that Min HaTaira, Reuven's wife, is Neufel Liyibum and Zokuk Liyibum to Levi. And therefore, Shimon's wife is an Achos Zekukosoi to Levi. So how can the Mishnah say that Levi can do Yibum to Shimon's wife? Poga b'Achos Zekukosoi. He's going to be meeting an Achos Zekukosoi, which is Aser. Answers the Gemara, Elo Achos de Isser Erva. We're obviously talking about that the issue between Reuven's widow and Levi is a proper Erva. It's one of the krisis mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. And therefore, Reuven's wife is not Zokuk Liyibum at all to Levi, and therefore Levi can do Yibum to Shimon's wife, and it's not considered Achos Zekukosoi. Continues the Gemara, Isser Mitzvah is Shniyos. We saw in the Braisa that Isser Mitzvah is Chiletzes V'loi Misya Bemes. What is Isser Mitzvah? Said the Mishnah, Shniyos Midivrei Seifrim, there are certain Aroyos that are Osir Midirabonon. And even though they're also to do Yibum Midirabonon to these Aroyes, however, we cannot exempt them from the whole content and context of Yibum Minatayra, and therefore we have to do Chalitza. And the Mishnah says, Chiletzes V'loi Misya Bemes. So asks the Gemara, Amai Korile Isur Mitzvah. why do you call these Isurim Derabonon an Isur Mitzvah? Interesting name to give Aroyos Midrabonon Isur Mitzvah. Omar Abaya, yes, because there's a special mitzvah to heed and listen to the words of the Chachomim, mitzvah lishmoya divrei Chachomim, and therefore to impress on us that it's a mitzvah to listen to the Durabonons, therefore it's called Isur Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Isur Kedusha. When the Mishnah said that Isur Kedusha also chiletzes v'loy misyabemes, the Mishnah said it's almona l'kein godel, grusha v'chalutza l'kein hedyot, etc. It's chayvei lavin. Amai korilei Isur Kedusha. Why are chayvei lavin considered, or why are these chayvei lavin of almona l'kein godel and grusha v'chalutza l'kein hedyot, why are they called Isur Kedusha? Answers the Gemara d'chsiv, because when it comes to the Isurim that apply exclusively to Kohanim, it says regarding the Kohanim, Kedoshim yu l'Eloheihem v'lo yichallelu shem Eloheihem, ki as'ishei Hashem lechem Eloheihem, hem makrivim v'hoyu kodesh. Kohanim, the special mitzvahs and limitations and restrictions that Kohanim have are because of their Kedusha, and therefore the Almona l'Kohen Gadol and Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot is considered Isur Kedusha. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Machlif. Rabbi Yehuda actually had an opposite version, that it's true that Isur Mitzvah and Isur Kedusha are chiletzes v'loy misyabemes, but when the Mishnah says that Isur Mitzvah is the Shniyos Medivrei Soifrim and Isur Kedusha is Chayvei Lavin, Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Isur Mitzvah, what's Isur Mitzvah? The Chayvei Lavin that we mentioned, Almona L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot. V'amai Korilei Isur Mitzvah. The Mishnah said that Isur Mitzvah is Derabonon's because Mitzvah L'Shmei L'Divrei Chachomim, as we saw before. But if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mitzvah is talking about Chayvei Lavin of Almona L'Kohen Gadol and Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, why are you calling that Mitzvah? Answers the Gemara d'chsiv, because it says in the pasuk, also in the context of the Kohanim, Eile ha-mitzvah ha-shetziva Hashem es Moshe el Bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai, and this incorporates all the mitzvahs, restrictions, limitations of the Kohanim, and it's called Eile ha-mitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs, they have a special title, a special bracket of mitzvahs, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Isurim of the Kohanim, the Lavim of the Kohanim, Almona L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, are called Isur Mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Isur Kedusha is Shniyos Medivrei Soifrim, that the Isurim Derabonon, the Arayos Derabonon, are considered Isur Kedusha. The Mai Korili Isur Kedusha, why would they be given that title? Omar Abaya answers Abaya, Kol HaMekayim Divrei Chachomim Nikra Kodesh. Abaya says that anybody who heeds to the words of the Chachomim is considered a Kodesh. Omale Rava questioned Abaya, V'chol She'ine Mekayim Divrei Chachomim, it seems that listening to the Chachomim is a virtue, is something which gets a special title, a special praise. V'chol She'ine Mekayim Divrei Chachomim, somebody who doesn't listen to the sages, to the Chachomim, is it just that Kodesh Udolei Mikri? Is he just losing the title of being holy and being Kodesh? Rosh Nami Lei Mikri? Are you suggesting that he's not called a Rosh, a wicked person? Somebody who doesn't listen to the Chachomim is a bad person. Elo Omar Rava. Rava gives a different explanation why these Isurim Derabonon, that Royas Derabonon, are called Isur Kedusha, because it says, Kadish Atzmecha B'Mutaloch. One of the things, one of the concepts of Kedusha is to refrain even from those things that would have been permitted, and therefore these Isurim Derabonon, that Min HaTorah are permitted, and it's the Chachomim added on for the reasons that the Chachomim understood, they added on an extra protection, extra prohibitions and restrictions, that's called added Kedusha, and that's why it's called Isur Kedusha. Continues the Gemara, Almona L'Kohen Gadol. One of the examples of a Chayvei Lavin was Almona L'Kohen Gadol. That was one of the examples where, it's according to our Mishnah, it's called Isur Kedusha, and is Chiletzes V'loy Misyabemes, you cannot do Yibum. Says the Mishnah, Kaposik V'toni. The Mishnah just made a very, very broad statement that any Almona, any widow to a Kohen Gadol, you cannot do Yibum. Irrespective of whether this widow, that means if Reuven is the Kohen Gadol and Shimon died without children, so it doesn't matter if Shimon was Nisuin, which Nisuin, and we've mentioned this before, that in Shas and in Torah, the getting married has two stages, Kiddushin and nisuin, not to be confused with what we call today an engagement and a marriage. The marriage itself has two stages, and we're going to learn more about this later on in Shas. And so, irrespective of whether Shimon was married to his wife, min anisuin, which means a complete marriage, and then he died, and this almona is now also to Reuven, who's a Kohen Gadol, lo ishna mina erusin. But even if Shimon was only married to his wife on the level of arusa, of kiddushin, and then he died without children, even then the Kohen Gadol, the surviving brother, Reuven, is not allowed to do yibum with the almona. And the Gemara is trying to understand this. Bishleim min hanisuin, regarding in almona min hanisuin, we can understand why Reuven cannot do yibum, because the mitzvah of doing yibum is a mitzvah sase, yivom yovei oleh. The iser of a kohen gadol to marry a grusha is ase veloys ase, is also an ase and also a loys ase. There's an loys ase of almona lo yikach, and there's an issa asei where it says isha bivsule o yikach, that a kohen gadol is only allowed to marry a girl that's never been married, that's a virgin. So that's an asei v'lo isa asei. V'ein asei doicha, lo isa asei v'asei. And we know that a mitzvah lo isa asei cannot override a lo isa asei v'asei. So a kohen gadol to marry an almona min anisuin, we can understand why you cannot do yibum. Elo mino erusin. But if Shimon was only married to his wife mina erusin, only did kiddushin, then lo isaseh gredahu. Then since nisuin hasn't been done, we assume that she's still a besula. So the mitzvah, the isaseh of isha bifsuleh o yikach, wouldn't apply. It would only be the lo isaseh of almona lo yikach. And if we've got a mitzvah sase of yibum, yivom o yovo yaleh, and the lois sase of almono lo yikach, yovo yaseh v'yitche lois sase. Why don't we use the old rule, the good rule that we always know of asei doicha lois sase, to say that minatera, let this kohen gadol do yibum? Why does the Mishnah say that any almono lo kohen gadol cannot do yibum? Answers the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to have a number of different suggestions why chai ve'lavin cannot do yibum. They do chalitza, but they cannot do yibum. Omar of Gidl, Omar Rav. Said in the name of Rav, Omar Kro, because it says in the Pasuk as follows. It's talking about chalitza. It says there, v'im lo yach, im lo yach b'itzo'ish. If the Yavam does not desire, lo kacha, says Yuvim Toi, to take, to acquire, to marry this Yuvim Toi, the woman, the Yavama, v'also Yuvim Toi hashara, then Yuvim Toi, this woman, who's zokuk liyibum, goes hashara el azkenim, to the gates, to the beizdin, v'omra, and she says, me'en yuvomi lahokim la'ochiv shem b'Yisrael, that this yavam, the surviving brother, doesn't want to marry me in order to be able to build his deceased brother's name, lo'ovo yabmi, he doesn't want to do yibum to me. So, but if you notice at the beginning of the pasuk, it says, im lo yach b'itzo'ish, lo kacha, says yuvim toy. If this man, the yavam, chooses not to do yibum, then v'also yuvim toy hashara. Why do you have to mention yuvim toy again? It should just say v'also hashara, and she goes up to the chachomim, to the zakenim. What's the extra word yuvim toy? Says the Gemara, says Rav, Omer Krav also Yuvim Toi Hashara. She'ein Talmud Leima Yuvim Toi. We don't need the extra word Yuvim Toi because it already says Lokacha, says Yuvim Toi. That im lo yach b'itzo'ish Lokacha, says Yuvim Toi. Ma Talmud Leima Yuvim Toi? To tell us that yesh lecha yevomo achas she'oilo lechalitza ve'eino oilo leyibum. Because it's true that v'im lo yach b'itzo'ish Lokacha, says Yuvim Toi, that if a person chooses not to do yibum, he has to do chalitza. But then there's another type of yavoma, v'also yavim toy ashar, another type of yavoma, and this is a type of yavoma that couldn't do yibum, and nonetheless v'also yavim toy ashar and does chalitza. That means that the fact that we mentioned twice yavim toy is telling us there's two different brackets of yavomis that both do chalitza. There's one type of yavomis who do chalitza because the husband, the yavom, chooses not to do yibum, and there's another one where she cannot do yibum because she's not allowed to do yibum with him, which is the chai ve'lavin. That yesh lecha yavom achas she'oilo lechalitza ve'ein oilo leyibum. Ve'ezuzu, and what type of yavom is this? Chai ve'lavin. So it's as if we have a pasuk that tells us that chai ve'lavin do not do yibum, they do chalitza. And now the Gemara asks, ve'eima chai ve'krisis. Once you have a pasuk that says that there's a concept of having of chalitza in a case where you couldn't really do yibum, then what makes you think it's just by chayvei lavim? Maybe it's even by krisis, that even though you cannot do yibum, you still have to do chalitza. And we learned in the Mishnah that by the chayvei krisis, at the beginning of the first perek, the chayvei krisis, the erva, there's no yibum or chalitza. Answers the Gemara, no, because there's a certain yesoid, a certain foundation that we learn from the beginning of this pasuk. Omer Kro, we read the beginning of the pasuk where it says im lo yach poito ish lo kach ases yevimtoi, that when does this pasuk, which is chalitza, apply? If the yavam chooses not to desire, or he chooses not to do yibum with this woman, ha chofetz miyabim, but it seems that he has it within his hands to do yibum. And what do we learn from there? That kol ha'oile le'yibum, oile le'chalitza. That the concept of chalitza only applies when the concept of yibum would have some place. But b'chol she'ein oile le'yibum, but something like chorus, where the concept of yibum doesn't apply, ein oile le'chalitza, then chalitza wouldn't apply either. Says the Gemara, if you have such a rule, then ihoche chayvei lavin nami. Then learn from the beginning of the pasuk that chayvei lavin, where you cannot do yibum, because there's a chai ve'lav, there's a loisa aser to do yibum, then you do not do chalitza either. And how can the Mishnah we just learned here say that chaylitzes v'loy misyabemis? Says the Gemara, harobi rachmona yuvimtoi. But did we not just learn from the extra word yuvimtoi that there is a case where you do chalitza where there's no place of doing yibum? So from there we see that the chai ve'lavin, even though you cannot do yibum, you do chalitza. Says the Gemara, Umar or Esau, why are you choosing this way around? From a rule that you established from the beginning of the pasuk, you're saying that only where there's yibum, there's chalitza. From the extra word yivimto, you're telling us that even where there's no yibum, there's chalitza. Why are you saying that chayve krisis, that's where we use the rule of the beginning of the pasuk, no yibum, no chalitza. Chayve lavin, that's when you say, even though there's no yibum, there's chalitza. What would make you do that? Says the Gemara, Mistabra, it's logical. That Chayve Lavin, we know that generally Chayve Lavin, Tofsibu Kiddushin, that if even though somebody's not allowed to, it's an Avera to marry a Chayve Lavin, but if he does marry, the marriage is valid and he has to give a get. However, Chayve Krisis, Loi Tofsibu Kiddushin. If somebody marries a woman who is an Erva of Koros, the Kiddushin is not valid at all. So we assume that in the case where Kiddushin would be valid, in that case, there is Chalitza. But in a case where the Kiddushin would not be valid, then there's also no Chalitza. Mosiv Rava. Now Rava is asking a question on this. Isur Mitzvah v'Isur Kiddusha. What happens in the case where it's either an Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kedusha? As we learned, Isser Mitzvah are the Shniyos Medivrei Seferim, Isser Kedusha are the Chayvei Lavin. What happens if Bo'oleo or Cholatzlo? What happens if one of the brothers actually married, had relations with her, ordered Chalitza with an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha? Because what does it say in our Mishnah? The halacha is an Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. The halacha is to do chalitza, not yibum. If this yavam either did yibum or chalitza, then it's valid. And niftar atzara asa, the tzara has now exempted, because we know that if Shimon dies without children, then one of his wives have to do yibum or chalitza. And over here, this isur mitzvah, isur kedusha, should not have been chosen to do yibum. She could have been chosen to do chalitza, but certainly not yibum. And therefore, the other tzara, the other wife, should have done with her yibum or chalitza, rather than doing yibum with an isa mitzvah, it's a chalitza. So the Gemara is saying, Isal kadaitach, chai ve'lavin midoiraisa lechalitza ramya, according to what we said before, where we said, Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav, that from the extra word yuvimtoi, we have a pasuk that tells us that there's no yibum, but there is chalitza. There's a type of yibum where you cannot do yibum, the lo yach poitzu ish lo kachas es yuvimtoi doesn't apply, nonetheless there's chalitza. So if you have an explicit pasuk telling us that you cannot do yibum by chai ve'lavin, you only do chalitza, then doing yibum will not be valid. If you'll entertain this idea that you said now in the name of Rav, that chai ve'lavin midoiraisa lechalitza ramya leyibum loiramya, Kibor leo, if he did yibum when it was chayve lavin, amay niftarot zarasa, why is that yibum valid if the Torah says you should not do yibum? It's as if you didn't do yibum. It's as if nothing was done. If nothing was done, then the rival wife, the other wife, is still in the bracket of a yavoma, and one has to do yibum or chalitza with her. Says the Gemara, hu moisiv lo v'hu mefarik lo. The same Rava who asked the question from this braisa is also giving the answer. Litzdodim ktoni. You actually have to separate the phraseology here. You have to cut it into two and read it on as if it's on two sides, as follows. Bo leo, if he did yibum with the chayve lavin, if he did yibum, sorry, with this, because how's the braisa start? Isser mitzvah v'isser kedusha. Bo leo, oicholatz lo, niftarot zarosom. Says no. If this that it says that bo leo, they actually did yibum with her, that's only referring to the Isser Mitzvah. The Isser Mitzvah is when it's an Isser Derabonon, Shniyos Medivrei Sofrim. If it's Shniyos Medivrei Sofrim, it's only Medirabonon that he shouldn't do Yibum, but the Yibum is valid, and therefore the Torah is Potur. Cholatz lo, however, when it speaks about doing Chalitza, there a Isser Kedusha. It could be going even on the Isser Kedusha, even on the Chayvei Lavin, where regarding the Chayvei Lavin, Yibum would not be valid, according to with our understanding now, because we have a pasuk that you don't do yibum by chayvei lavim, but chalitza you still have to do, and therefore cholatz lo is a kedusha. When you have a chayvei lavim and you did chalitza, indeed the chalitza works and exempts all the other tzoris from the zika, from yibum and chalitza. Continues the Gemara, another question. Mosiv rova, patzua dako, uchrus shavcha, or soris odom, and we're going to learn about these things later on in the Masechta, on Daf Ayin Tes, but these are three different people who, they cannot have children, and they have to, and they're not actually, there's actually a lav for them to get married to a regular woman. Or vahazokin, or somebody who's very old and cannot have children, in these cases, oy choyltsin, oy meyabmin. Then chalitza or yibum could apply. Regarding the Zokin, the old person, he can even do Yibum Lekatchila. Regarding the Ptsu Adako, Khrushchev Chon Sris Adam, which it's Chayve Lavin, but if he did Yibum, the Yibum works. B'dievet, says the Braisa Ketzad. Let's try and understand this. And regarding these three people, the Ptsu Adako, the Khrushchev Chon, and the Sris Adam, or this group of four, including the Zokin, there's always, they can come into a picture and on two fronts. Either that the Shimon, who died without children, he was in this bracket, and now Reuven, who's not in this bracket, is now contemplating whether he has to do Yibum or Chalitza with the widow of Shimon, or the other way around. Shimon, who died, was a normal, young, healthy person, and it's Reuven who has to do Yibum that falls in this bracket. Does he do Yibum or not? So the Brice is going to split up. Ketzad says, Meisu, if one of these people, a Ptsu Adaka, a Krus Shavcha, or Saris Adam, if they died without children, it was Shimon that was suffering from these conditions. Velohem Achim, and they had brothers, for example, Reuven, and Reuven was a young, healthy person. Velohem Noshim, and this Reuven happened to have other wives as well, which is okay. Ve'omdu Achim, and one of the other brothers, which were well and healthy, Osu Mamar B'nisheisem, they did a kiddushin, which is called, it's a kinyan midirabonon, it's kiddushin on a yavoma. It's a concept we'll learn later on of Mamar, where even though Yibum has to be getting married, it's not just doing a kiddushin, kiddushin doesn't really suffice, but midirabonon, kiddushin has some value even between a yavom and a yavoma. So if one of these other brothers did mamar to the wife of this Tzuadaka, Krus Shavcha, etc., or Venosnu get, or instead of doing Chalitza, they gave a get to this Yavama, or Vecholtzu, or if they did Chalitza to this Yavama, Masha Osu, whatever they did is valid. Vimboalu, and if they actually married them, had relations with them, and it's what we call they did Yibum with them, Konu, then this woman is considered a wife, and he cannot terminate that relationship without a get. Meisu, that's the first part of the Braisa. Next part of the Braisa is not that the person who died, Shimon, who was one of these three. Rather, Meisu Achim. rather that it was a healthy, normal brother who died. V'omdu heim, and one of these three, a surviving brother who was a patsu adako, kros shavchos, ris odom, etc. And this patsu adako, v'osu mamar, b'neshei seim, did a kiddushei derabonon on the Yavoma that the widow of Shimon, or v'nos nuget, or gave the widow of Shimon a divorce, instead of doing chalitza, or ishacholtzu, or did chalitza. Here too, masha osa osu. It's valid. V'im bo'alu, but if this krus shofcha actually did a regular yibum, konu, then the yibum is valid. However, v'osu lekaimon, you can't stay married because this person, this yavam, is a krus shofcha, p'tzu adaka, a sris adam, and there's a lav, mishum shenemar, it says in the pasuk, lo yavoy p'tzu adaka. The pasuk says that you're not allowed to marry lo yavoy p'tzu adaka krus shofcha b'kal Hashem. It's a marriage which is a lav. So here you've got a case where you've got the Yavam, this Yavam himself, the surviving brother, was a Ptsuadaka or Khrushchevcha or Srisodom, and it's in the bracket of Chayve Lavin, and it says Imbalu Konu. If they did Yibum, it's valid. So this is the end of the Braisa. So Rav is now asking, V'isal Kedaito Chayve Lavin Midoraisa. If, like you, Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav, that we learn from a pasuk that by Chayve Lavin, Minatayra lechalitza ramya, leyibum loy ramya, Minatayra you have to do chalitza and not do yibum, Imbalu amaykon, if this batsu adako does yibum, why is the yibum valid? Elo omar Rava, Rav has got a different explanation as to why Chayve Lavin do not do yibum. Because we saw, how did we start this? That the Mishnah brings an example of the Chayve Lavin, is almona l'koyin gadol. Almona l'koyin gadol. In the event that it's almona mino erosin, that the Shimon who passed away was only done kiddushin with this woman, then there's only a lav. And the Gemara said, you should say asei doichalei sase. Why do you not do yibum in that case? So Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav that we have a pasuk. But Rav refuted that and said it cannot be there's a pasuk that says that chayve lavin don't do yibum. Because if there would be a pasuk, we would have a problem with the braisa that Rav asked from. So Rav did Rav say, Amar Rav, almona mina erusin, this almona mina erusin, nami asei veloisa asehu, is no difference between the almona mina erusin and almona mina nisuin. And the reason you don't do yibum is not because it's asei deich, is not, there's nothing to do with asei deich loisa aseh. The reason you don't do yibum is because it's not just a loisa aseh, it's an asei and a loisa aseh. And an asei does not override a loisa aseh v'asei, in the same way as we understood that kohen gadol to a nesua, to an almona from Nisuin, is we understand that there's no yibum because there's also lav, also an asei, even erusin, even though you do not have the asei that we mentioned of that he's of isha bipsuleho yikoch, because she is a basula, because it's only mina erusin, not mina Nisuin, but there's another asei. Almona mina erusin, nami asei veloisa asehu, tichsiv, because it says in the pasuk, by the Koyanim, Kedoshim Yiu Lelohem, Lohalu Shem Elohem, Kes Ishe Hashem, Lechem Elohem, Himakrivim, Vahoyu Kodesh. We saw this pasuk before on Amud Aleph that regarding the Koyanim, all the restrictions of a Koyanim have an added assay of Kedoshim Yiu Lelohem. Says the Gemara, okay, I now understand why the Mishnah says that Almona Lokoyin Godel is, and for that matter, Grusha Vachalutza Lokoyin Hedyut, I understand why they don't do Yibum, because it's Yibum is just a mitzvah sase, yivom yovo yoleo. A kohen marrying somebody he's not allowed to is a lois ase and an ase. Ein ase doicha lois ase vase. You cannot do yibum. However, you still have to do chalitza. Okay. However, mamzeres unasino. The Mishnah carried on. The Mishnah, in the examples the Mishnah brought of Issa Kedusha, it says almona l'kohen gadol grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot mamzeres unasino liyisrael lubas yisrael unasin v'mamza, that they also achil etzes v'loy misyabemes. Why do they not do yibum? It's only a lav that to marry a mamzeres or a nasino. Why don't you say asei doicha lo yisase? Answers the Gemara, k'siv v'hiskadashtem, because there's a pasuk there as well. The pasuk says ki ani Hashem elokeichem v'hiskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kodesh oni v'lisetamu es nafshaseichem b'chol asheretz orim es aloretz. And in that parasha, where these halachas apply, we find an extra mitzvah of kedusha. And since there's kedusha, since a klal yisrael are required to have extra kedusha and to stay away from these averus, therefore mamzer and nesino is not only a lav, it's also an asei. Says the Gemara, Yachiv, so, Kol HaTeru Kula Nam Yaseh V'lo Yisasehu, Tichsiv V'Iskadashtem, the same V'Iskadashtem we just learnt now, that Klal Yisrael are required to be holy, then that would also tell us that every single Lo Yisaseh in the Torah, that refraining from transgressing it is an element of Kedusha. So you'll never ever have a case of Aseh Doicha Lo Yisaseh, because every single Lo Yisaseh is an Aseh and a Lo Yisaseh, and Ein Aseh Doicha Lo Yisaseh V'Aseh. Answers the Gemara, Ela Omar Rava. Rava's giving a different explanation why you do not do Yibum with an Almona, Almona L'Kohen Gadol Ba'erusin, not because there's a Pasuk, and not because it's a Lois Aseh and an Aseh. No. Really, it's just a regular Lois Aseh. And you should do Yibum because Aseh Toich Lois Aseh. However, there's a Gzeira. Ela Omar Rava, Gzeira Almona Min Ha'erusin, or to Almona Min Ha'nasuin. Because if you're going to allow an Almona Min Ha'erusin to do Yibum, then maybe by mistake they'll do Yibum even if it's an Almona Min Ha'nisuin. Almona Min Ha'nisuin cannot do Yibum because Ein Aseh Doicha Lo Yisaseh Va'aseh. So to make sure that that mistake doesn't happen, the Chachamim said, do Chalitza, do not do Yibum. Says the Gemara, okay, so you've explained Almona L'Kohen Gadol. What's with Mamzeres U'Nasino Ma'ekel Meimer? Over there, what if really allow a Yibum by Lo Yisaseh, you should do Yibum, because Aseh Doicha Lo Yisaseh. Just Almona Min Ha'erusin, Otu Almona Min Ha'nisuin, you don't do Yibum. So why Mamzeres can you not do Yibum? Let the Aseh of Yibum override the Lo Yisaseh of Mamzeres, or Nasina, Ma'ekel Le'Meimer. Answers the Gemara, there also does a Gzeira. Gzeira, B'moki Mitzvah, Otu Shaloi B'mkoi Mitzvah. If you're going to allow this Yovam to marry a Mamzeres, he might say, if you're allowed to marry Mamzeres, I can always marry Mamzeres. And you won't pay attention to the fact that you're only allowed to marry the Mamzeres in the context of Yibum, because it's a mitzvah, and Aseh Doicha Lo Yisaseh. Not in the context of Yibum, you wouldn't be allowed to. Elo Me'ato, says the Gemara, once you're making these types of Gzeiras, Eishes Ochiv Me'oviv, a regular case of Yibum, which is a brother's wife, but it's got to be a brother from the same father. The Yovam and the Mace have to share the same father. And that is Yibum. But the Gemara is saying, maybe say, no such thing as Yibum. Loitis Yabim, Gzeira Mishum Eishes Achiv Me'imai. Because people will get confused and say that if you do Yibum when a brother sharing the same father dies without children, maybe you do Yibum when a brother with the same mother, not with the same father, dies. You also do Yibum. And that's certainly not true. So maybe in order to avoid such a mistake, you shouldn't allow Yibum at all. Says the Gemara, no. Yibum benachlo tolarachmona. The Pasuk makes it very clear that the type of brothers that you are in the parish of Yibum, that you do Yibum with, are only those that you would inherit, which is brothers from the same father. And therefore, and everybody knows, meida yediya, nobody will make a mistake. Everybody knows that Yibum is only when the deceased and the surviving brother share the same father, not if they just share the same mother. Says the Gemara, okay, Isha sheyesh lo bonim, but how about every Yibum is a woman who doesn't have children? If the husband doesn't have children, then there's Yibum. But what happens if the man did have children? Then of course there's no Yibum. That's a regular Ishesach, it's Chiyuv Korus. Asks the Gemara, if you're saying that because of Gezeiras you don't do Yibum, Isha she'ein lo bonim loites yabim, you shouldn't let a woman who didn't have children do Yibum, Gezeira mishum isha she'esh lo bonim. People might get confused and say that in the same way as you do Yibum with this woman who didn't have children, maybe you can do Yibum also with somebody who did have children. Says the Gemara, no. But bonim tola rachmona. The Pasuk says explicitly, Yibum is only when he doesn't have children. Maybe you do, and therefore everybody knows, nobody will get confused. Says the Gemara, okay. But there's a case where people might, yes, get confused. Eishes achiv shehoyo ba'ilomai, a regular Yibum, we've already learnt about this previously, that the brother who died and the brother who survived have to have been alive at the same time. If the brother who survived was born after the brother who died, then it's called Eishes achiv shehoyo ba'ilomai. So, the question is then, Eishes Achiv Shehoya Ba'ilomai, a regular Yibum, Loitis Yabim, should not be allowed, Gezeira Mishum Eishes Achiv Shehoya Ba'ilomai. People might get confused and say, in the same way as Reuven can do Yibum with Shimon, then in the same way as Reuven does Yibum when he was alive at the same time as Shimon, maybe he can also do Yibum if he would have been born after Shimon died. And that's not true. Says the Gemara, "B'yeshiva tala rachmana meidi yediyah." It says explicitly in the pasuk "Yeshiva achim yachdov" that it's almost explicit in the pasuk that yibum is only when the two brothers were alive at the same time, and therefore everybody knows. Says the Gemara, "Kol anoshim lo tisyab meno gezeir mishum eilonis." We know that an eilonis is not allowed to do yibum because an eilonis cannot have children, and it says "asher teileid." So say that people might think, in the same way as you can do yibum with a regular widow, maybe you can do yibum with an eilonis, and that's not true. So therefore, don't let anybody do yibum, lest they get confused. Says the Gemara, Leishchicha. Eilonis, such a woman who cannot have children, is very rare, and therefore we don't need to worry that people are going to make that mistake. Says the Gemara, Mamzeres unesina nami Leishchicha. Why are you saying that Mamzeres and Nesina, you're not allowed to do yibum? And the Gemara explained before that why do we not let any Mamzeres or Nesina do yibum, even though there would be an asei doichalois aseh, is because people will get confused and say that even a mamzeres and a sina sheloibim koi mitzvah, you can also marry. But mamzeres and a sina is very not shchiach, it's not common, and therefore why should we say that we're afraid it will get confused with mamzeres and a sina sheloibim koi mitzvah if it's not shchiach? And therefore you should allow in b'mokim mitzvah, where you have asei doichalois aseh, you should allow yibum by mamzeres and a sina. Elo Omar Rova, Rova is saying, no, I'll give you a different explanation why by Chai Ve'lavin there's no Yibum. It's not because of the Gzeira. Elo Omar Rova, Gzeira Bi'a Rishoyna Otu Bi'a Shnia. Because the whole mitzvah of Yibum is getting married to the Yavama, not staying married to the Yavama. Once you've done the mitzvah and you've done the Bi'a Rishoyna, you've had the first time relations with this woman, you've done the mitzvah of Yibum. But now how can you continue? You can't continue living with her. And therefore, by Chai Ve'lavin, where because of the love, you're not allowed to continue living with her, and therefore, the Chachomim said, don't do Yibum at all. Because people might say, in the same way as you can do Bi'a Rishoyna, you can do Bi'a Shnia. Tanya Nam Yochi, there seems to be a Braisa to this effect, where we said before, the Braisa says, Imbo'alu Konu, that if the Chai Ve'lavin actually did Yibum, and we saw this before in the Braisa, that if the Chai Ve'lavin did Yibum, the Yibum is valid, but only b'bi'a Rishayna. It was only valid that you've done Yibum. However, v'osu l'kaimon b'bi'a Shnia, but you're not allowed to continue having relations with her because it's a Chai Ve'lavin. And therefore, Chai Ve'lavin do not do Yibum. Hoda Omar Rava, v'itei Mirvashi. However, Rava, or possibly Ravashi, they actually changed their minds and said, lav milsihi. No, it's lav milsihi da omri. It's not what the reason that Chai Ve'lavin don't do Yibum is not because Gzeira Bi'a Rishoyna Otu Bi'a Shnia. No. The Omer Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said explicitly, we're going to now prove that by Chai Ve'lavin, in this case of Yibum, Min HaTorah there's no Yibum. Because what have we been saying all along? There's Asei Doichalei Saseh. No. Says Rav or Ravashi, that Rish Lakish is now going to introduce us to a concept in the halachas of Asei Doichalei Saseh, that the whole concept of Asei Doichalei Saseh doesn't apply to Yibum. If it doesn't apply to Yibum, then you've got the lav, and the Asei of Yibum doesn't override the lav, and therefore we understand the Mishnah says, Chai Ve'lavin is Choyletzes V'loi Misya Bemes. Why? What does Rish Lakish say? What rule could there be in the guidelines of Asei Doichalei Saseh that would exempt Yibum? Because Rish Lakish says, "Kol mokim shata moitza asei v'lo isa asei." In any case where you've got either doing the mitzvah, but doing the mitzvah means overriding a lo isa asei. Im ata yochi lekayim shneim, if you can manage somehow to do the mitzvah without needing to override the avera, mutav, that's what you should do. Ve'im lav, but only if there's no way of doing the mitzvah without transgressing the avera, then yovo asei, the asei will come v'yitcha and override es lo isa asei, the lo isa asei. That's what Rish Lakish says. So what did Rav and Ravashi say? Hochanami, in our case of Yibum, efshe b'chalitza. Because in the parash of Yibum it says, you either do Yibum, which is marriage, or chalitza, which is a type of a divorce from the connection, from the relationship. And since you can do it with chalitza, the mekayim asei v'lo isa asei. You've also managed to not transgress the issa of marrying Chai Ve'lavin, but and you have also at the same time conformed with the guidelines of mitzvahs yibum by doing chalitza instead of yibum. There's no necessity to override the lo isa asei, and therefore there's no yibum b'Chai Ve'lavin. Asks the Gemara, if so, if min ha-Torah there's no asei doichalo isa asei, that means because it's efshel lekayim shneim, then if you did yibum, it shouldn't be valid. Meisvei, the question is, in bo'alu konu, we saw in the braisa before, that if the chayv elavin did yibum, then the yibum is valid. Says the Gemara, Tiufta, you're right, that Rav and Rav Ashi, yeah, they are refuted. Because it's even, we'll soon see what Rish Lakish is going to say about this, but the using Rish Lakish's guide as saying that by Yibum there's no Aseh Dei Chalois Aseh, that's clearly refuted from Imbo'alu Konu. From the Braisa that says Imbo'alu Konu, it's clear that the Yibum Min HaTorah, the Yibum works, and it's only a rabbinical issue that overrides and says, don't do Yibum, Chiletzes V'loi Misyabemes. Tiufta, indeed, it's a refutation against Rava or Ravashi. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almona. What happens if the brother of a Kohen Gadol died without children, and now the Kohen Gadol has the mitzvah of Yibum, but his deceased brother's widow is an almona, is a widow. And we said, almona le Kohen Gadol is a lav. And the Mishnah says that Issa Kedusha, you don't do Yibum. So says the Gemara, Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almona. If the Kohen Gadol did do Bia, did marry and do Yibum with this Almona, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Loza, there was a Machlekes. Chad Omar, one of the opinions are, Eino Poiteres Sarasa, that we totally disregard the Yibum, the Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almona. It's as if he hasn't done Yibum, and therefore the Tzara is still got a Zika Le Yibum, and you have to deal with the Tzara. Chad Omar, the other opinion says, Poiteres Sarasa. That indeed the Yibum was valid, and therefore the Tzara, the other widow of Shimon who died, is now Potter. She can marry whoever she wants. Not one of the brothers-in-laws, obviously, but there's no more issue with her. And Ba'almona min anisuin, if this Almona that the Kohen Gadol married and did Yibum with was an Almona that Shimon had done Nisuin already, could Almona pliki delay Potter? Everybody agrees delay that the Yibum is not being valid. And why? As we saw on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, that the mitzvah asay of Yibum Yivomo Yavo Eleo does not override the asay and the lois asay, the asay of Isha Bifsuleo Yikach, and the lois asay of Almono Lo Yikach. It doesn't override it, and therefore min ha-Torah, there's no validity to the Yibum. Ki pligi, where was Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Elazar arguing Balmona min ha-Erusin, when it's just a Chayv Elavin, where there's no Asay, as we've been discussing all along, when Shimon only did Kiddushin and not Nisuin, and then Shimon died, and Reuven the Kohen Gadol did Yibum with her. Manda Omar Poiteres, the opinion who says that the Tzara is Potter, which means that the Yibum was valid, holds Osi Asay v'dochi lo Isaseh. And says that, and it's like we saw before, in Bo'alu Konu, that the Yibum is valid, because on a biblical level, the mitzvah saseh of Yibum overrode the lois saseh of the almona min ha'irasin. However, Man Do'oma Eino Poteres, the opinion who says that we invalidate the Yibum, even though it was only almona min ha'irasin, holds lo yosi aseh v'doicha as lo yisaseh. They hold, like we saw before, like Rava or Rav Ashi attempted to say, based on Rish Lakish, kiven de'efshe b'chalitza. Since you could do chalitza, if you could do chalitza, then there's no Yibum. And since min ha'Torah there's no Yibum, we disregard the Yibum. And again, the question is, meisvei v'im bo'alu konu. We saw before the same question that we asked on Rav and Rav Ashi using Rish Lakish, we're asking again now on this itmar, on what we just learnt now. How can one of the opinions say that the Yibum is not valid even when it's just min ha'erusin, it's an aseh doi chalois aseh? How can you say that the reason that it doesn't work is because it's efshel lekayim shneim? The Brais explicitly says that it does work. Says the Gemara, Tiufta, indeed it's a refutation, and everybody agrees that by Lavin, if he did Yibum, the Yibum is valid. So now the question is, so we've refuted Rava and Rav Ashi. Rish Lakish himself, Lema Teva Tiufta, Teva Nami Tiufta, Rish Lakish. Why can't we say from the very fact that the Braisa says, in Bo'alu Konu, that even though you've got a Lav, and this is a Lav of the Braisa was talking about, Ptsuadaka, well, Mono Lekoin Godel, you have the Lavim, and it's explicit that the Yibum works. How can the Yibum work? Rish Lakish says that if it's Efshe Lekayim Shneim, then you don't say Aseh Doicha Lo Yisaseh. And over here it's Efshe Lekayim Shneim because you can do Chalitza. So the very fact that the Braisa says that the Yibum does work is proof that even if Efshe Lekayim Shneim, you still say Aseh Doicha Lo Yisaseh, not like Rish Lakish, says the Gemara. No. Rish Lakish will answer you as follows. Rava and Rav Ashi used my rule of Efshe Lekayim Shneim, that when you it's able to do the Aseh and not transgress the Lois Aseh, they used it in the context of Yibum. And then we have a question on that. We see Yibum is valid. Rish Lakish says, but I don't agree with that. Because Irish Lakish should say, Omer lecha Rish Lakish, ki amina ano, when does my rule stand? Heicha de mekayim a mitzvah, that's only if you can actually fulfill the mitzvah without transgressing the Aveira. And Rav and Rav Ashi assumed that since you can do Chalitza, then you can fulfill the mitzvah of the parasha of Yibum without transgressing the Loisaseh. But Irish Lakish say, Avel hocha chalitza b'mokim Yibum lav mitzvahi. I say that chalitza is not instead of Yibum. The mitzvah is to do Yibum, not to do chalitza. It's true that if you don't do Yibum, you have to do chalitza. But the mitzvah is to do Yibum. And since the mitzvah is to do Yibum, the fact that you can do chalitza doesn't mean it's Efshe Lekayim Shneim. And since it's not Efshe Lekayim Shneim, you say, Aseh Doicha Loisaseh. And therefore, imbalu konu, and therefore, it's only Rav and Rav Ashi's application of Rish Lakish, which has been refuted. Rish Lakish himself will say, I don't agree to use this rule of mine in the context of Yibum. And the context of Yibum, by Lavin, we say, Aseh Doicha Lo Yisaseh, Amina Torah, Imbo'alu Konu. Midrabonon, we saw in our Mishnah. Midrabonon, the Aloch is Choyletzes, V'loi Misyabemes, you should do Chalitza, you should not do Yibum. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.